All right, Kiss Army, welcome to the Kiss FAQ podcast. Thank you for giving us your time today and letting us into your head. I hope we don't do any damage. This is a Kiss-related podcast by the board for the board. We hope that you enjoy.
All right, welcome to the Kiss FAQ podcast. I'm your host, Julian Gilani, sliding in there right at the end, probably going, what the fuck are we doing recording at this day, on this hour?
That was my idea.
Out there in the East barbecuing. So happy 4th of July to everyone. We're not expecting a big crowd today, but we do want to do a show this week. And it being the 4th of July and Election Day in the United Kingdom, it's a great day to celebrate freedom and what that means to us as KISS fans, looking at some of the catalog. So that's going to be the topic today, the freedom to rock, the songs that each one of the panelists, we've got two guys missing right now, probably because they forgot that we've switched the time slot substantially, or maybe life came and interrupted their plans to join us today. Also here is 69th Blizzard Ken. So hey, we shall wait and see if Mark and Daniel show up. And belated Happy Canada Day. Mark's not here, but we'll still say it. That was on Monday. So can't forget our northern neighbors who are so bloody polite, eh? Ronnie Parker, Space Ace, Ron is in the house. Austin Newland and anyone else who's joining us live or joining us later, thank you for joining us. Mark's not here, so I do want to just pimp his new album. Dark Monarchy has released their fourth full-length album. And you can find that on Mark's socials and also on Bandcamp. If he was here, he would tell you how awesome it is himself and how you're missing out on some very cool progressive metal or progressive hard rock that he does with his partner, Joe Bailey, in that project. So congratulations, guys, on releasing that new album. Inner Sanctum released a new episode yesterday. That's Andrew and my podcast focusing on videos. This week, we are talking about Budokan 1977, I believe. Yeah. That's out now, so please do check it out if you're so inclined to go into some of the history of what's going on around these shows in the band, in the world, etc., and about the bootlegs and what we know about them and what they mean to us. Also, last night, Mr. Gene Simmons, Uncle Gene, played a show in Milwaukee at a casino with a rock and brews opening. And you know what he pulled out of the hat for that show? House of Pain, Van Halen, one of the demos that he would have produced for the group back in 1976. And that band absolutely slays it in a good way. There are clips of it. You find it on the FAQ with shortcuts to the YouTube links, but he also pulled out Are You Ready? Still doing Communication Breakdown, weirdly. And Ace of Spades is still there. I was just saying to Ken before the show, Gene doing Ace of Spades really strikes me as weird because Lemmy is like the anti-Gene. The cigarette smoking, Jack Daniels swilling, heavy metal heathen, which just seems to be the antithesis of everything Gene kind of stands for, even though they kind of dress the same. Skinny tight black pants, bad shirts, cowboy boots. I always have images of Lemmy at the Rainbow, and that's always my stop when I go to Los Angeles to go have a Lemmy at the Rainbow. All right. Let's get into this episode, which is going to be a celebration of freedom or barbecue or setting forest fires with your fireworks. Lonnie, have you...
That's later on.
I've seen some of the shit you get up to. Have you burned your lawn yet?
My buddy and I went and picked up the fireworks last night. we don't have as much as last year, you know? Times are different. So we couldn't get as many contributions, but we got a truckload full, so it'll still be a good time tonight.
Truckload.
Well, enjoy scaring all those small animals, those little yappy fucking dogs that are always annoying as hell, suddenly become frightened by noises.
Yappy fucking dogs that chase after me and I go run. I have my revenge tonight.
Oh, I get that too. I do 5 miles a day, not running because I don't have knees. But these little fucking dogs. It's like, it's payback today, bitches.
Right. So, there's nothing more American than going picking up fireworks in the back of my pickup truck last night, let me tell you.
Yeah.
True.
Unless you live in California where it's illegal.
Yeah.
Because we've already got our own fireworks.
They don't seem to care if it's illegal here, though.
We had them last night in the city, or it was gunfire, one of the two. You never know. Can't tell the difference half the time. But we've got forest fires, so we've got enough of our own pyrotechnics going on.
Yeah, we do.
This topic today, songs that remind you of freedom in the KISS catalog. How did you approach it? How do you define freedom within the context to your KISS listening experience? Which revenge songs did you choose?
I only got one revenge song this week, I think. I didn't want to make the same list twice, basically, because we did summer playlist, and we talked a lot about freedom in the summer playlist. But I wanted to make it a little bit different and focus more on freedom and doing what you having the ability to do what you want and having the ability. And KISS is actually a really good band for this, having the ability to do what you want. Pursuing your dreams, you know, not being held down by the rules of others. It's a very KISS type of theme that we have today. That's a lot of what KISS songs are based off. So I kind of base it off of that, about going for what you want and doing what you want to do in life. You know, and you know, we're fortunate enough that we live in countries that allow us to do that.
Absolutely. Ken, how do you approach it?
Yeah, pretty much the same way as Lonnie. I don't think I have any songs that are from my other list that was a summer playlist on this list either. I don't think so. I'm pretty sure of it. So I wanted to stay away from that, but it wasn't too hard to stay away from the other songs. Like Lonnie said, these are songs like, you know, doing what you want to do, being able to do what you want to do, going for it, you know. Just go for it and don't worry about it. Do what your heart tells you to do, and that sort of stuff. Or just the song that makes you feel kind of free and fun and that sort of stuff. So that's how I took it.
Yeah, I'm sorry if you could hear that VHS tape rewinding in the background there. I'm turn that off. Just doing transfers.
What's VHS?
Oh, I just got a new little toy to do tape transfers, and it's working out really nicely. So nice. got a few more to do. I had two other guys who were going to be on the show today, so I didn't do a list.
What?
I've been so busy this week with work. Lonnie knows that feeling.
I hear you.
That I just did not have time to sit down and really think about it. So I was going to do this at the end of the show and tell you about it, but I think because the other guys aren't here, this will give us a chance to see if they are just late and show up. But I got up this morning, and after I got my coffee, I logged on to a couple of AI platforms, and I asked each of them, provide a list of 12 KISS songs that represent freedom.
Okay.
Because I wanted to see how AI approached it. Because earlier in the week, I was actually using AI legitimately for something, and I asked a couple of questions, and it came back completely bloody wrong. I mean, factually incorrect, just horrendous. I'm like, if people are relying on AI to do their homework, they're going to fail badly, because AI is only as good as what goes in. And it's clearly, by farming everything, is picking up a whole lot of shit to go with it as well. So the first one came up, and I've concatenated both of the responses from these two AI platforms into just one summary. What are some KISS songs about freedom? The response: KISS, known for their anthemic rock songs, has a few tracks that touch on themes of freedom. Here are some KISS songs that could be interpreted as addressing freedom. While not exclusively about freedom in the political or social sense, many KISS songs embody the spirit of liberation and living life to the fullest, themes often associated with the broader concept of freedom.
Okay.
And I think that's the only part it really gets really right. So some of the songs AI chose, were Rockin' Roll All Night is its number one pick. And we'll see how this matches up with our group one. It says, while primarily about partying and having a good time, the chorus, I want to rock and roll all night and party every day, spoken in an AI computer voice, can be seen as a celebration of freedom from daily constraints.
There you go.
All right. Detroit Rock City, a celebration of youthful rebellion and the freedom of self-expression through music. And I like to add an asterisk that ends in a car crash and the protagonist dying. freedom to die. Number three, I Love It Loud. Though more about the power and volume of rock music, the song's energy and rebellious spirit could be associated with the freedom to express oneself loudly and boldly. Ken, you're loud and bold. This one's a little bit of a head scratcher. I Was Made for Loving You. While primarily a love song, its upbeat and liberating vibe can be interpreted as a celebration of personal freedom. I guess the freedom to love, and that's certainly much better than the freedom to read someone's body. Crazy, Crazy Nights, a celebration of letting loose and escaping the pressures of everyday life. Yeah, I'm going to agree with that. God Gave Rock and Roll to You Too, a song that reflects on the impact and freedom found in rock and roll music itself, carrying messages of hope and inspiration. Get through these a little bit more quickly. Shout It Out Loud encourages liberation through expression and letting go. Typical of Kiss's anthemic style. Love Gun explores themes of desire and the power of personal liberation through love and attraction. Okay. Black Diamond, a mysterious and powerful song about a charismatic figure, perhaps representing the freedom to break away from societal norms. Lick It Up. The freedom to lick. No, I'm kidding.
A
hedonistic, rebellious anthem that encourages listeners to indulge in their desires and live life on their own terms. I like that last part because that's really what rock and roll music is about. It's living life on your own terms. Hell or Hallelujah, and it's great. AI picked something from the recent lineup. Did any of you get? We'll find out shortly. Encourages defiance in the pursuit of freedom against all odds. And finally, the title track from their reunion album, Psycho Circus, is a wild and frenetic song about escaping reality and embracing the chaos. I've never, ever thought of Psycho Circus that way, but AI clearly is cribbing notes that we don't have access to. And it's these AI platforms summarized. These are a few examples. There are many other Kiss songs that could be interpreted of having themes of freedom. The beauty of music is that it can be subjective, and listeners can find their own meaning in the lyrics and sound. These songs by Kiss encapsulate different aspects of freedom, from personal liberation to broader themes of rock and roll culture. That's about how much that's fucking worth. Lonnie, AI, what's your response to AI and its liberation?
And I didn't have most of those songs that it mentioned on my list at all. So, you know, I don't know. I think that it's good, but I think things like that are going to keep regular people like me employed. So I think it's good.
Yeah, bingo. Thank you. That was my first takeaway from AI this week, is we're safe for now from our robot masters. Ken, what's your take on that AI list and its explanations?
Well, I think they got a couple of songs right, but I don't know. It sounds like they, the AI picked a greatest hits of songs and just threw those in, trying to explain them. because there's no deep cuts in the list from AI. It's like they only know the hits, just like playing a Kiss live show is just the hits, supposedly, and that sort of thing. So AI hasn't dug deep into the Kiss catalog, hasn't done its research properly. So AI, you lose. But again, a couple songs right, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, you know, they probably went to Spotify and saw what people play the most on, you know, the 4th of July. Well, you know what? What's his name? Beato. The music podcast has been talking a lot about AI and, you know, modern recording tools cheapening music. One song it had on there that I don't think any of you had was I Was Made for Loving You, which on Spotify, it's going to become the first Kiss song, I believe, with a billion listens, which kind of says that that is the most well-known Kiss song.
Unfortunately.
Worldwide, which is not too surprising when the rest of the world who aren't celebrating the 4th of July are probably more aware of that song because of how well it did. Let's get into the panel list. So it works the same ways as, you know, it always does. Everyone submitted a list of 12 songs and I combined it and gave each one a point value. And we came up with a list of 10 songs that we're going to talk about today. And let's start with the ones that we're not going to talk about because these did not make the cut. And I expect visible moans and temper tantrums from Ken and Lonnie if their songs appear on this list.
Probably from me.
These are the failures. Kissin' Time, Love 'Em and Leave 'Em, I'm Alive, King of the Nighttime World, I Love It Loud, War Machine, Get All You Can Not Take, in this case, Don't Let Me Go, Rock and Roll, Don't Rise to It, Don't Rock in the USA. Shame on you guys. Rocking in the USA, not making it on this day.
I pissed it.
I did not. That's a fail on my part.
Yeah. Tomorrow and Tonight. That showed up last episode as well as a good summer song. And on the eighth day, that's another good one. Yeah. Right Here, Right Now. Whoever picked that is genius because that's a really good pick. And it wasn't me. New York Groove, Getaway, Baby Driver. I was just sitting there scratching my head. That's like Kiss's Red Barchetta, though. I'm surprised. That it's kind of a driving one and freedom, kind of summer, but probably a better summer song to me. And My Way, that's a great pick.
My Way.
Yeah. Okay. And Daniel's not here to take credit for it. So some very... My next book, Welcome to the Show, The World of Kiss and AI. No. All right. So let's get into the rankings. And he's not here. In 10th place, strictly because of Daniel, Thou Shalt Not. Lonnie, it's a revenge song. Does that scream freedom to you? And did it even come into consideration for you?
I like the song, but Thou Shalt Not. No, it's not on my 4th of July playlist. Well, it's a good song. It doesn't remind me of freedom and doing what I want to do type of song. No. Good song, but no, I don't agree with it.
Yeah, I kind of take it from that AI computer, that liberation, personal liberation, Thou Shalt Not Infringe on my right to rock, my freedom to rock. And that's as far as I can kind of take that one. Ken, it's a Gene song. You gotta represent now.
Yeah, I like the song, I think, but it didn't, I don't know if it crossed my mind. I looked at it and thought, no. But there might be some elements in that song. I can see why Daniel, you know, picked it. So, whoa, the screens are moving around. But anyway, it's okay. I understand it to a degree, but no, I didn't pick that one.
Yep, I've got nothing else to say on that one with Daniel not here to defend his decision. You're going to have to defend this one next because it tied strictly because it's your top pick, Ken.
Yes. What is it? I know what it is.
Yeah. What is it?
Trial by Fire.
Very, very good.
Yay! Trial by Fire, which is one of the Gene's go for it songs, you know. Do what you want to do, go for it. don't care what they're telling you to do or not do. You're going to live your life and go for it. So that's, I put that as number one. I mean, it was a toss up between that and another one, which was my number two song, but, and they're very similar to each other. So, I went for that Trial by Fire because, you know, I enjoy it a lot. And I think it's a good inspirational song from Gene.
Yeah, there are a few songs on Asylum that are kind of like that. I'm Alive,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of in a similar sort of vein, but, you know, very much about personal freedom. And again, AI nailed it with the anthemic part of it, but I had no Asylum songs even come into mind when I think about this. Lonnie, what do you think on that Asylum pick?
Yeah, it's a good pick, actually. I didn't pick it, but I can see why Ken did. I think that you know, it does talk about, you know, going for what you want in life and, you know, roll the dice. I'm going to live my life. You know, I think that's good. It's a good pick, Ken. I didn't think about it, but I can see why you did. So I think it's
good. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Much better than Thou Shall Not, even though I like Thou Shall Not.
Yeah.
That's a little darker.
Yeah.
Daniel lives to the beat of a different drum, so he's not here to explain his logic. And, you know, from that Swedish perspective, who knows? It's going to remain a mystery for now.
He'd tell us why we're wrong, yeah.
Yep, absolutely. All right, well, three of you, and let me see who it was, Lonnie, Ken, and Mark, had this song next. And Lonnie, back to you then. Because you're middle of the pack for this. God gave rock and roll to you. You got the revenge song in. Congratulations.
Yeah. I got the one. This is the one revenge song I picked. God gave rock and roll to you. And it kind of gets, you know, it's a great song. It sums up what rock is all about. And, you know, if you want to be a singer or play guitar, you got a sweater, you won't get far. You know, go for what you want to do. You know, if that's what you want to do with your life, go for it. You know, take a stand or you can compromise. You know, I think it's a good song. I think it really sums up what freedom and doing what you want to do type thing. It's kind of what we're going to be saying over and over again. But I think it, you know, it encompasses KISS and what KISS stands for too. Even though they didn't play it hardly at all the last several years of their career. But, I think it's middle of the pack, but it's way up there though with a KISS Freedom type song.
Wasn't it played at the outro at the shows you've been to?
Yeah, but that,
it was Madison Square
Garden. Yeah, it always does.
They always do that. I want to hear the band play it.
Yeah, it was still super poignant in Madison Square Garden while we were in shock and awe of the Avatars to be trundling out into the cold New York night with the with that song. It's really cool. Ken, God gave rock and roll to you. Two.
You too. Two. Yeah, you too. You too. Yeah, it's just like Lonnie said, it's, you know, it's more freedom to rock kind of thing, right? Like this message of this episode here. You know, instead of working 9-to-5 job, you know, let's try for something else and then go for, you know, what your heart tells you and try to, you know, rock and roll. It's about, again, another one, just freedom, being able to go for your dreams and that sort of things, which is lucky. We're lucky. We live in the country that allows us to do that sort of stuff, where in some places you can't, you know, there's no way. You can't even listen to rock and roll in some places. So, yeah, it's that's a good message.
Yep, absolutely. Next up is a song that I'm thrilled to see this song. It's a song that they performed a couple of times live in 2004, I believe in Australia on the Rock the Nation tour, but never made it into the sort of rotation that I think a lot of us would have liked, but then again, I don't think it worked out particularly well live, which is why it didn't make it into the US tour. Lonnie, you gave this very high point. So first words about I Pledge Allegiance to the State of Rock and Roll.
Yeah, I think it sums up, you know, pretty good freedom and you know, I think, you know, I pledge allegiance to the state of rock and roll. What's more rock and roll and American than that almost. So yeah, it was cool when they played it in Australia in 2004. I was excited about the possibility of them doing it here. You know, it never made it out of that continent though. You know, I think, like Julian said, this didn't work real well live. I think the band wanted to play it going back to 1998, and I don't think they could pull it off then. They tried pulling it off in 2004 and it just didn't work. So, you know, I shot my arrow at the mark and hit it when all the others, you know, hit it. You know, I think that's good. It's doing what you want to do and not being held back by what other people tell you you can't do. So I think it's a great Kiss freedom song.
Wasn't that line you said?
From I don't know. I kind of
raise your glasses.
Raise your glasses.
Oh, it was.
Which could have
that's
been
good too. That's
a good one. One of the better ones.
It's Psycho Circus. It kind of blends together.
Raise your glasses. The freedom to raise your glass.
Right.
There you go.
Ken, I pledge allegiance to the state of rock. Did you have this one?
I did too. So Lonnie and I are.
It just squeaked into your list.
Yeah, squeaked in as number 11 on mine, but yeah, for the same reasons. I mean, saluting the rock and roll and, you know, just celebrating rock and roll more or less than anything else. I thought it was a song that fits kind of the freedom to rock kind of message. So I thought it was a pretty good pick. That's why I picked it. And Lonnie did too. So I think it fits on our list.
Yeah. You know, it's the sort of song where you have to stand and take off your hat and put your hand on your heart and hold a guitar and pledge allegiance to the state of rock and roll. Really cool song. I always liked it. I thought he nailed a vibe, though sonically it was lacking. All right, moving on. In sixth place on 20 points, Crazy, Crazy Nights. Lonnie, this is your number two pick.
Yeah, Crazy, Crazy Nights. This is one of them that I could not separate that song from just a summer playlist. I think Crazy, Crazy Nights is a great song that represents freedom and, you know, just having fun and having the ability to do that. I think it encompasses it really well. So, you know, it reminds me of like 4th of July night, like, and just having fun and having the ability to do that. People try to take my soul away, and I'm actually quoting the right song this time too. So that's good. So, and I don't care. I think it's a great Kiss freedom type song. I thought it might end up winning it. So I'm surprised it's where it is.
Yeah, I'm not too surprised it didn't. I mean, Mark was the only other person who had it on his list. It would have been on mine. Just because, again, it really does hit that kind of vibe about freedom for me, even though it's a love-hate song personally because of just the sound and the sonics after Asylum. But it is anthemic. It is kind of about freedom. It is very cool. Ken, what's your take on Crazy, Crazy Nights, which was not on your list?
It was not on my list, but I thought about putting that one on my list. Yeah, Crazy Nights, going out and doing, you know, having a good time and all that stuff. Rocking and rolling again and that sort of stuff. So I see it makes sense. I don't have a argument for that one at all, but that's just not on my list.
Yep. I'm trying to multitask here. Trying to read email.
Yep.
put up messages, have a conversation, and I've fallen over. All right, moving on into fifth place. There's a really stupid fucking thread on the FAQ at the moment about this song. And what? I'll just leave it there. I refuse to summarize it because I opened the thread and I just shook my head. And yeah, it's one of those threads. In fifth place, 21 points. Flaming Youth will set the world on fire. Ken, back to you.
Yeah, I mean, that is a song I thought was, you know, my parents think I'm stupid, you know, when you're a kid and they're telling you what to do and do your chores and this and that, you know, get good grades in school, which is all good, I guess, you know, of course. But, you know, I'm not stupid. I'm not stupid, really. I have dreams and I want to go set the world on fire, you know, kind of celebrate my dreams and what I want to do in life and that sort of thing and just go for it. Again, very similar to a lot of the other songs on our list here. But yeah, Flaming Youth, I thought was a pretty good pick to have from a, you know, a kid's standpoint of trying to, you know, get away from it all and that sort of stuff and doing what you want to do.
Oh God, now we're down to two.
Oh no.
Yeah, no, Flaming Youth is, again, perfect in terms of being an anthemic song. It is all about like a kid's freedom to discover themselves in a sense.
Exactly.
We'll catch up with Lonnie when he gets back. Let's take a quick break to cover some of the news that I haven't covered today. If you go over to the FAQ, the Kiss Army Spain is now offering their Last Kiss at the Garden December the 1st and 2nd, an exclusive book with their new 2024 membership package. It's a full color book. If anyone saw their previous publication on the Madison Square Garden, the history of the show, it's absolutely stunning. I've got one over behind me. That's really, really good. And it's a book that exists because this week is the 10th anniversary of Magic going live on Facebook and the 6th anniversary of orders starting to be taken for that book. So Kiss Army Spain have a book that they've created that exists while Magic has now reached more than the longevity of Ace's fucking tenure in the group. So
still taking orders for that too, I think.
Still taking orders is the part that bothers me the most.
That's coming so soon.
coming soon. He's gonna reach 1975. you know, so maybe Karma's 20 years. Lonnie, we were talking about Flaming Youth, which was the next pick, and it was high up on your list.
It was. Sorry, I had a guy who, well, my alarm's going off. Like, well, I pulled up the system and, well, it's armed.
Turn it off.
How about you disarm it? Well, I got a guy going down there. It's a hell of an idea. Anyway, Flaming Youth. I think I had this. Did I have this one? I think I did. I think I had Flaming
Youth. You had this number one.
Flaming. I missed out. I forgot about Flaming Youth when we were talking about summer playlists. And Julian, you had it high on yours. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how did I forget about Flaming Youth? We'll set the world on fire. Our flag is flying higher. I mean, come on. That's what's more. You might as well talk. Throw red, white, and blue in there too. That's such a American youthful, going for what you want in life Kiss song. I think that is, that really encompasses what Kiss stands for, what America and freedom stands for, and, you know, like the next generation coming. Like we all felt like that at some point in our life. You know, like, well, when I'm older, when I'm, you know, of age, you know, things are going to be different because I'm not going to be held down by the rules. I'm not going to be held down by these rules. I'm going to do it this way. And, you know, you have the ability to do it that way. And it's something we take advantage of. We have the ability to do what we want, how we want to do it. So I think Flaming Youth is a perfect freedom type Kiss song.
Very nice. Mark also had this, which is
a few of us kind of, had it.
Well, it's, It's a destroyer pick. So, you know, kudos to Mark for putting his personal animosity behind him and going with the song. Not necessarily the Calliope part, but the song.
Yeah, he hates that part. He always says how he hates it so much.
Yeah, well, we don't get to put a quarter in the Canadian today or a loony in the Canadian. So let's move on into fourth place. And this is a great pick. And Lonnie, King of the Mountain.
Yeah, I thought King of the Mountain. I'm not as big of an Asylum guy as Julian or Mark, but I thought, you know, King of the Mountain, you know, kind of sums up what we're talking about today of, you know, again, just having that ability to do what you want to do type thing. I thought King of the Mountain, you know, is a great kick in the ass type song. And just, I thought it represented it well. Ken, did you pick King of the Mountain?
Of course not.
No.
Ken.
Well, I picked Trial by Fire from Asylum. So. Yeah, I knew someone would pick it, though. I knew you guys would pick that song. I thought the Asylum guys would, definitely. I thought that, yeah, that's a good one, going for the top kind of thing. I'm in a king in a mountain.
I'm sure Mark had it on his list, yeah.
Probably Mark and Daniel both, I'm thinking, and you, I'm guessing. So I'm the only one that didn't pick it. I had to pick some other songs. So, but I understand that that's a possibility of one of those good freedom type songs, you know. So I agree, it's a good one. That's fine, it's on the list, so I have no problem with that. No problem.
Yeah, both Mark and Daniel had it picked. Mark's number one song, representing freedom to him, you know. And again, it's because it's so anthemic, it naturally kind of equates with freedom, however you want to define it. If you want to take that AI definition, is actually not too far wrong, that it's a very subjective thing. It would have made my list if I had done one. When I saw that on the list, I'm like, yeah, good pick. You know, it kind of represents freedom, you know, where freedom means believing in yourself, going for it. It's a commitment, you know, standing up for yourself. So King of the Mountain, good pick, guys. In third place, unanimous decision. Mm-hmm. Rock and Roll All Night and Party Every Day. Mm-hmm. Kind of shocked that it's only in third. Ken, start with you on that.
Yeah, that was high on my list, pretty high. It seems like an obvious choice. I almost didn't want to pick it because it's almost too obvious, right? But Rock and Roll All Night, Party, being able to, you know, have fun, rock and roll, party, just have a good time, you know, allowed to, you know, free yourself of the whatever daily doldrums grind or stress and whatnot that you have during the day, and you know, rock and roll, party, have a good time, forget about all those troubles and that sort of thing. So that's why it's on my list.
Yeah, I agree. Lonnie?
Yeah, I think Rock and Roll Night is an easy pick for this list. I'm glad it was a unanimous decision between everyone. That, you know, again, having the ability to do that and not having to be told what to do. It's a perfect freedom type song. It really truly is. Rock and Roll Night, Party Every Day. Do what you want to do. You don't have to do what people tell you to do sometimes. So sometimes you do, but we all should take a little time to Rock and Roll Night and Party Every Day.
Here's a round of applause for Rob Benjamin Music. Favorite Kiss interview go-tos from Ace at this juncture, and so on and so forth. Gene, the notion that.
That's good.
Paul, you know, the great thing about Kiss is, and Peter, those fucking bastards. Yeah. Oh, that's good. No, there's a lot of chatter in the video chat right now about Ace in Orlando, and I watched that show, and he just looks chatty. Ace speaks as someone who has been affected by his addictions and who has aged. He doesn't sound to me or behave. He's going into the audience and playing. He's just, you know, rambling his intros a bit and being sloppy as usual. So I'm not seeing a disaster zone. I'm sure he's got stuff going on in his life. Obviously everyone's heard about the split with his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Ace is living life and getting out there and playing, and enjoy it from all of these guys while they're still able to do so or willing to do so. All right, getting back to our list. Lonnie, did I talk to you about that song?
You did.
Yes.
I'm losing track. Sorry. All right. In second place on 32 points, another unanimous pick. So Lonnie, shout it out loud.
Yeah. Again, shout it out loud. It's like, you know, we just talked about Rock and Roll All Night, and Shout Out Loud is basically the follow up to Rock and Roll All Night of, you know, having a good time and, you know, just being able to do that. It's something that we take advantage of. You know, we get up every day and we have the ability to, you know, live life the way you want to. So Shout It Out Loud is a perfect example of that. And I think Kiss just Kiss is just the perfect band for 4th of July. It really is. Cause so many of their songs talk about freedom, and Shout It Out Loud is, you know, it's definitely one of those. So it's an easy one to pick. It was very high on my list.
Yeah, but you can literally go outdoors, throw the Kiss catalog on shuffle, mm-hmm. and play while you barbecue and drink.
For sure.
And set off fireworks. I mean, but
sounds that's like a Saturday night around here.
So every week's 4th of July there, huh?
Maybe not the fireworks part, but the barbecue and drinking beer part. Yeah.
Okay. We get the fireworks all the time out here. Ken, shout it out loud.
Yeah. Another perfect song. You know, what is it? Don't let them tell you it's too loud, and, you know, get your, you know, guys together and have a good time, get together, have a party and all that kind of stuff. And just enjoy life, and don't sit around at home and be depressed and all that, you know, get yourself out there and have a good time with your, you know, friends out there and rock and roll and all that stuff. So yeah, it's a getting out there and enjoying life basically. Don't worry about, you know, don't get depressed. Don't be, you know, just don't be scared to, you know, get out there and have some fun. So it's a really good song. Good pick.
Now, freedom is also about the absence of freedom and the freedom not to. And right now, one of these threads on the FAQ is a good thing about the freedom not to buy something. Or right now, you can't buy anything because Kiss is promoting nothing in interviews. Lonnie, does it feel like an empty existence at the moment with Kiss having nothing to promote, nothing for sale, really nothing whatsoever is happening?
What are you talking about? We got that Blacklight poster the other day that sold out in like 20 minutes or something.
Blacklight? Yeah, I saw that Blacklight
one. I got so many posters I can't put up. I don't need another poster that I don't have room for.
Exactly.
So I didn't buy it, but apparently a lot of people did, and it sold out very quickly. But no, it does suck. There's nothing. You know, where's our DVD from the last show? Or... well, it's coming soon is what we hear, you know, the documentary from End of the Road Tour. It's coming soon. You know, where are the off the soundboards? Where are the box sets? Where is anything? It's been so dead since December. I mean, there has literally been nothing. Yeah, we get our colored vinyl once a quarter, it seems like, and that's all well, good and fine. Mm-hmm. And that's great. But, you know, we talk about it all the time. The Kiss Army isn't getting any younger. What are we doing? Let's put this stuff out there while there's money to be made. It sucks.
Yeah, right now it appears that the New Deal was not ready to hit the ground running. especially when they're talking about 2027. It's just, it's very depressing. After having all this stuff basically forced down our throats, obviously you don't have to buy it, for year after year after year, since the, essentially since the reunion, it's been one thing after another. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, life support's been turned off, it seems. And now there's just a trickle. I didn't know about the backlight, blacklight, the poster, or whatever it is. Shows how much I'm paying attention as well. Ken, you got nothing to buy.
It's
did you buy the poster?
No, no. I looked at it and I thought, no. I think I saw something just yesterday, though, that Keith LaRue had said there's lots of great stuff, Kiss stuff coming, exciting stuff coming. So I don't know if that was that the black light poster.
Right. They said that about Hello Kitty.
Yeah, or in the Kiss Monster book or something, you know, that stuff. I don't know. I hope there is, you know, cool stuff coming. But is it coming? But, yeah, you know, how long is it going to be before we even see this stuff? I'm hoping there's those box sets get going that need to be finished off and put out. I hope so. And they continue those. If they wanted to, they could do two of those a year. And I'm sure a lot of them would sell really good, especially the early catalog of albums. So, yeah, I don't know. It is kind of crazy. We're just getting the anniversary releases only at this point, with the picture discs and the colored vinyl and shirts. And more shirts and more shirts designs, some good, some not so good.
In their 50th anniversary year, mm-hmm. I'm severely unimpressed at this juncture.
Yeah. The notion that they would go to the 50th anniversary and not do anything.
You know the great thing about Kiss is? All right. The great thing about Kiss is that we've reached the number one song on our Freedom to Rock episode, and it is a unanimous pick on 34 points. Even I would have picked I. Ken, it's a Gene song.
Yeah, that's the other song that I thought I almost was my number one between Trial by Fire. I mean, they're pretty similar in a way about, you know, the message, you know, I believe in me. Don't want to, you know, they need to get wasted and all that kind of stuff. And I think it's just a great song. It's a great uplifting type of anthem song. I've always loved it. Ever since the first time I heard it, I thought it was a great song. I thought it was kind of a deep cut of anthem for Kiss, one of the deep cut anthems. Because I think it's just a really well-written, good song. I mean, of course, should have had a solo instead of the snaps, you know, going on in the middle, the finger snapping. But beyond that, I think it's just a great song. And I think it totally represents freedom and you know, believing in yourself. Someone tells you they don't believe in you, but I believe in me and I'm going to, you know, do it. And maybe kind of like, you know, Gene Simmons when he was young, you know, he believed in himself to actually go and play rock and roll and to, you know, form Kiss with him and Paul both, definitely. They achieved their dreams. So I think it's a great song.
Lonnie.
Yeah, I think that I believe in me, you know, what more do you want to talk about it, about freedom than I believe in me? And, you know, I was so frightened, but just going for what you want and knowing that I'm not going to be held down by others. And I think it encompasses that freedom of that you have the ability to do what you want to do type thing. I think it's an excellent pick. I'm glad we all picked it. It wasn't my number one pick, but I'm not surprised it is the number one pick. And Bill Phelps brings up a great point. An Elder song wins this list, which who would have thought an Elder song wins most any list that we create? So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think the only other list an Elder Song might win is ranking the Elder Songs themselves. I'm actually a little bit surprised that it's I in the top slot. You know, I thought Rock and Roll All Night, it's kind of generic in terms of when you think about it. You know, but again, Freedom, it's such a diverse and divisive and broad concept. So we're going to leave it there this week. We have the freedom to get back to celebrating our day off in America, and we don't get enough of them. So for us three working stiffs, let's just thank you all for joining us live or joining us after the fact. Check out the Inner Sanctum if you want more Kiss geeking. I think Three Sides had a good episode this week. I know I checked in on it briefly, and I can't remember what it was now off the top of my head. So check out any of the podcasts that you listen to while you barbecue or play your own playlist. But for now, from Ken, Lonnie, and our absent friends, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for spending time listening to the Kiss FAQ podcast today. All sales are final. There are no refunds. If you'd like, look us up on Facebook or come over to the Kiss FAQ message board and discuss the topic we've broadcast today. Don't forget to rate us on iTunes, Spreaker, or wherever you've listened to the show. We hope you'll join us again.